After a health care victory in Congress, it's time to win hearts and minds.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. President Obama is in Iowa today, selling the new health care law to a skeptical public. The health care overhaul is not quite a done deal. A few additions to the law got hung up yesterday in a parliamentary challenge by Republicans. But the president is focusing on what he did sign into law this week and how it will affect small businesses and individuals. Iowa Public Radio's Sarah McCammon asks some Iowans what the health care changes will mean for them.
The president is returning to the university town of Iowa City, where he kicked off a push for health care reform while campaigning for his party's nomination in 2007.
This is kind of where he got his start, and not necessarily just with the health care, but with his whole presidential election. He owes a lot to the state of Iowa.
At a cigar shop in Des Moines, the state's biggest city, manager Kai Harris says he's mostly pleased with how the president has followed through on health care.
Some people on the left are a little disappointed in not having single payer. That can come in the future, but it had to start somewhere.
Across the street, Mary Evans runs a gift shop that smells of candles and is full of brightly colored knickknacks. Evans says she's glad the president is visiting Iowa, but she's skeptical of his approach.
Being a small business owner, I have two or three employees, and it's pretty tough. We just need less government, actually, is what we need.
The president's speech is scheduled for this afternoon at the University of Iowa. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.
European leaders meet in Brussels today for a high-stakes economic summit. Now, the conference schedule doesn't officially list Greece as a topic of conversation, but the Greek debt crisis can hardly be ignored. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard tells us the debate over a European bailout centers on the International Monetary Fund in Washington.
IMF help is anathema to some European countries, especially France. For the French, it's akin to begging the US to come and clean up the mess in Europe's backyard. But the Germans want outside help. It would save their taxpayers a bundle. It now looks as if the Germans will get their way. Analysts here say Greece is now likely to request IMF aid. But, says Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank, that aid will be limited under IMF rules to less than $20 billion. And yet Greece needs to borrow more than three times as much this year.
It's rather like a guy lying in the desert, dying of thirst, and you give him a bottle of whiskey and say, drink it. Well, it gets you over the short-term hump, but it may create a longer-term problem.
He says Greece is broke. It can't afford to repay what it's borrowed. It will have to renegotiate its debt and, if all else fails, default. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Ahead of today's summit, European stocks are looking up. Shares there are ahead by about 0.5%. Yesterday, Portugal's debt was downgraded by a rating service, and that does have Europeans nervous about how many countries will need bailing out. The euro hit a 10-month low against the U.S. dollar this morning. In Asia today, Japan's Nikkei index was up slightly. Nintendo shares rose 2% after the company announced a 3D version of its popular handheld gaming system. Otherwise, Asian markets were mixed. And yesterday, news that new home sales in the U.S. fell again helped push the Dow down 52 points to 10,836.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture and creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. More at producemoreconservemore.com. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
This week's passage of the health care law has inspired celebrations, but also some warnings. American health care spending has been soaring for years, and even supporters of the new law say it'll probably keep on soaring. Marketplace's economics correspondent Chris Farrell is here to say, hooray. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bill.
Now, I thought most people were agreed that Americans spend too much on health care.
oh, this has been this refrain that we spend 17% of our gross domestic product or GDP on healthcare and it's rising to 20, 25%. And I say, this is a good thing.
Good because it makes us healthier?
Good because it makes us healthier, makes us more productive. It allows us to enjoy those other things, to enjoy our homes, to enjoy our cars, to enjoy our family and friends, but mostly because it allows us to work longer.
But doesn't healthcare spending crowd out better kinds of spending, like we could be investing in education or green technology?
Well, I don't see where it would crowd out. I mean, remember, healthcare is one of the most dynamic aspects of our economy. This is the biotech century. So we're going to have a lot more investment in this area, artificial hips. If you're going to be working longer, yeah, those knees, they're going to need to be replaced.
You know, some people don't love the idea of spending more so we can work longer. We just want to relax and have cheap fun.
Well, in our economy, if we do become wealthier, the pie gets bigger, people will have choice if they saved when they were younger.
Have you noticed that we haven't matched our health care spending with taxes to pay for it? Doesn't our deficit health care spending threaten to bankrupt us?
All right. Now you've hit the real point. How do we pay for it? There's all kinds of things we can do, and the Health Care Reform Act is trying to create incentives for a more efficient system. But that's a separate issue from that the benefits of health care are enormous. And if I said to you, manufacturing is going from 17% of our economy to 30% of our economy, you'd cheer. I'm going to tell you this. Healthcare goes from 17% of our economy to 30% of our economy, and we pay for it. That's even better news.
Marketplace's economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, AT&T says it's about to unveil some new wireless devices, including a dog collar that sends text messages or emails to the owner if the dog strays outside a certain area. Of course, you could also buy a leash. AT&T says it expects devices like the dog collar to eventually bring in $1 billion a year in revenue. Or you could buy a leash. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.